Hello, my name is Gerald DeLeon, and I am at Miramar Lake, and today is May 31st, 2018. I will be conducting an interview with Princess Teresa.
Oh, yeah? Hey. Was recorded here? All right, let's do this.
So, Princess, the first thing I want to ask you is, how are you?
Okay, I'm good. All right.
That's good. Okay, so...
Come on, Gerald.
When did your mother pass away, Princess?
March 12th, 2018. So, yeah, a few months ago.
Very recently, huh? Mm-hmm. So, how did she pass away?
Well, she died from sepsis. Do you know what sepsis
No, what's
is?
That?
It's just an infection, or a blood infection from, like, I guess, from past surgery. Well, in my mom's case, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever see this coming at all?
Honestly, yeah. My mom would tell me stories, or, like, tell how... She was sick and before she had me. I mean, she had me when she was, like, 42, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she was already diagnosed with diabetes. And she already had some liver disease before she had me. So, when she had me, it got worse.
So, you were kind of expecting it, huh?
Yeah, I just knew she was never going to stay here for a long time.
So, did it come to a surprise, at least, for you? Were you shocked?
Yeah.
When she passed away?
It just happened all of a sudden. But mm-hmm. I thought I had more time.
Right. Was there anything she said to you that you'll always remember?
I think, well, okay. Even though this is personal, but, the last thing she said ever before she went into a coma, which is in Tagalog, was, to never go to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, backstory, my mom and dad never had a really great relationship, and, well, my dad left us, he left us, and he only came back whenever my mom asked him to, like, begged him to come back, so, I saw it coming anyway, she told me even when she was alive to never ever go to him, because she said that him and his family would use me. I still don't know what that means, but I just knew that they would never care for me and take care of me, just like how my mom would take care of me back when she was alive, I guess. Okay.
Okay. What do you miss the most about your mom?
Honestly, I miss her voice. I don't know, I just miss hearing her talk to me, just saying my name, just saying, how are you, or just simple... Hey, what do you want to eat for today?
It's okay.
Ever since she passed, every night, I try to, like, think of the phrases she would say to me, like, in her voice, so that I won't forget her voice ever. I try to find videos of her talking, so just in case. I don't know. I just don't want to forget how she sounded. Plus, I think the reason why I miss her voice so much is because when I was a lot younger, she would sing to me all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like in Tagalog, she would sing, like, Filipino songs when she would watch, like, Showtime or GMA.
Right. Yeah. So her voice really calms you down sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay. What was one memorable moment you shared with your mom?
So it may not be deep, but past summer, summer of 2017, we went to Great Wolf Lodge. It's a water park, and I took her to one of the slides. I don't know, it wasn't a mistake, but... it was just a surprise, but anyway, beforehand, I always ask her if we went to an amusement park, I would take her to a roller coaster ride. She'd say, no, I'm too scared, I can't do that, I'm not that young anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She had dentures, so she would say, my teeth would fall out. And then, at Great Wolf Lodge, so I took her on the slide, she just screamed so loud, but, like, not, like, a bad way, but out of, I guess, excitement, fear from, like, going down the slides. And I don't know, that just made me laugh. I don't know, it just made me...
Did she like the slide, though? afterwards.
Yeah, like, we were both laughing after. Yeah, it just makes me capture, like, a moment of, like, fun in her life throughout, mm-hmm. like, the stress and the hardship that she goes through.
Okay. So the next question I want to ask is, what's the best piece of advice your mother ever gave you?
Always be nice to people, because you don't know what they could go through, during their day or their lifetime. I mean, I try to replicate that. I try to be as nice as possible, but I know I could be a bitch.
It's not true.
lies. But anyway, I try to be as nice as I can, because mm-hmm. I greet people good morning every day, in the morning, and then I always say to people, get home safe, drive safe, have a good night, just because I want to know, I just hope people are, I don't know, bring that positivity in their life.
Okay. So is it getting harder for you or easier as the days goes by?
Honestly, it gets easier because I get to deal with the pain, in my way. From the words of Mr. Christensen, try to find some normalcy in your life again. Because I try to deal with, like, going to school, dealing with friends and family, but just without her in my life again, or anymore. I definitely have my heart movements. It's a weird thing, but every Monday, well, she passed on a Monday, and every night, like, around 5 or 6, when she passed away, I would start thinking about her, and I'd cry myself to sleep at night. The worst days come when it's, like, Sunday night, mm-hmm. Monday morning, and then my thoughts and feelings start to jumble around towards Monday night, and then I get, like, flashbacks of the day she died. I always see her take her last breath, and that's what I always remember every Monday night. Mm-hmm. But I digress, but it gets easier for me because I know I have people behind my back, mm-hmm. that will always take care of me and make sure that I'm okay.
So you have friends that have helped you through this?
You, of course. You always check on me, so thank you, Jarrell.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next question I want to ask is, what is one thing you want to tell your kids about their late grandmother? Because obviously they won't be able to meet them, so what's one thing you want to tell them about her?
I feel like, I guess she was the last last memory I have of, or not memory, but, like, the last, like, foothold of, like, my Filipino culture. Like, I've always wanted to, or I don't know if I'm answering the question correctly,
it's okay.
But because of her, I would love to connect deeper to my culture, because when she passed, I'm, like, forgetting, my speech into, like, Tagalog and culture-wise. Come on, TFC and GMA are, like, the footholds of Filipino culture and media. But I love to. Because of her, I want to go to the Philippines and
connect to your roots.
Yeah, and I want my children to have their Filipino roots because of their late grandmother.
Okay. If there was one last thing you were able to tell your mother before she passed away, what would it be?
Well, I already said my last words on the following days before she passed, but...
What did you say?
Just, like, thank you for being a great mother. I don't want to cry.
It's okay.
I don't know, humorous, I said, I'm sorry I'm not the scholar you wanted me to be. I told her, I'll be fine if you go, because I'll be okay. I have people that love me and that care for me, and I'll be okay knowing that you'll finally find peace after this whole life. But the one thing I never told her, it's not that deep, but I never told her that I got my driver's license, like, 4 days before she passed. I passed my driver's license, or my driver's test, and I never got to tell her in person that I got my license. Mm-hmm. She only knew through my sister. And my mom knew that. I've always wanted to take her out when I had my license. I always told her that I was going to take her out on a date to get, I don't know, or like go to the movies. But legally, when I had my license. But,
I think your mother would be very proud of you, princess, okay? She'd be very proud of who you are as a person right now, okay? Yeah. So the next question I want to ask is, what's something you're very proud of by your mom?
I mean, she made me, so that's, I'm kidding. she raised good children, good grandchildren. Like, you know, how hard life was for her, and she raised us, I guess, like, without even graduating high school, and she was able to, like, see us grow for as long as she can.
So another question I want to ask is, what's a piece of advice you'd like to give to someone who might be going through the same hardship as you are?
It gets easier, but you have to know that life goes on with or without your loved one. You just have to find some ground that you can just focus and just know that you have people who have you and care about you, and they'll be there for you, or they'll be there for you no matter what. But just know that you have to take time for yourself and find some normalcy in your life. Try to find a balance where you can just focus on yourself and your future, but try not to forget who you were or your life back when your loved one was still there.
Okay. Do you have hope that one day you'll be able to see your mom again?
Yeah, like, I try to, I don't know, I
imagine
hope,
it?
Yeah, I imagine it. I try to, I hope that one day she comes to my dreams. But, I haven't seen her lately. Well, story time. A few days, or a week, or I guess a week after she passed, I saw her in my dream. I think I try to say that's her, like, I think we're dancing, and she's in a yellow dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen her in a while. Like, I thought if back in my old place where where my mom used to live, I would sleep on her bed, and I try to surround myself with like her clothes, her things. I'll sleep on her bed, and hopefully she'll just come back to me, and like I'll randomly like. Hear her voice, or just see her in my dreams, my head. But now it's just I barely even like I don't know. I get to see her.
Okay, so when you do get to see her again, what's the first thing you want to say to her?
I miss you so much, Mom. Like when it gets hard sometimes at home, I just look up to the ceiling, and I'll just say, I need you so much. I can't really handle this without you. But I'll try to be okay, and then... I forgot the question now.
It's okay. I just asked you what was the first thing you'd want to say to your mom, or do with your mom, at least.
I'll just say that I'll miss her. Or I miss her so much, and then
I love... Take her out on a date? Okay, so another question I want to ask is, describe your mother's life in 3 words.
Oh, man. Oh, crap. Okay. Stressful. But she was very loving. And patient. That's it. She was very patient.
Okay. So how are your siblings coping with, or your family at least, coping with your mother's loss? How do they fare?
Well, I think they're doing way better than me. Well, they even told me themselves that I was going to have it the hardest because I was the youngest and I never really had a full lifetime with her, unlike them, because they're like 30 years old and she's seen them grown like through like their childhood, adulthood. She's seen them go through relationships and marriages, kids, and she's only been there for me, like, only 16 years.
Uh-huh.
And
you know what, princess, you know what I think? Mm-hmm. I think she's looking down from above, and she's able to see all the great things you're going to accomplish in your life, okay?
Thank you, Jerelle.
I bet she's very proud of who you are, okay? Mm-hmm. So the last thing I want to ask is, what was your mother's name?
Cecilia. Cecilia Bautista Gereza.
Cecilia Bautista Gereza.
Yeah.
Okay. So that concludes my interview with Princess Gereza. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I know how much of a touchy subject this is for you, but I really appreciate you opening up like this. Okay?